The MadTech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to this week's special episode of the MadTech Podcast. I'm Matt Broughton, Research Lead at ExchangeWire, and today we're going to be diving into independent agencies, and I'm delighted to be joined by two agency professionals. Firstly, we've got Michelle Sarpong from The Seven Stars. Hello to you, Michelle.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you. And also we've got Charlotte Powers from Bountiful Cow. Hello to you, Charlotte.
Hi, Matt.
Pleasure to have you with us. So before we kick on, can I just get you guys to quickly introduce yourselves and your agencies, starting with you, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Michelle Sarpong. I am the commercial lead at The Seven Stars, the largest independent network agency. And I've been here for 6.5 years now, and I've worked at quite a number of network agencies and then landed at Seven Stars about 6.5 years ago.
Awesome. And you, Charlotte?
Thanks. I'm Charlotte Powers. I am the head of digital at Bountiful Cow. I've been here just over a year, but I did actually start working at Seven Stars. So I've jumped over from one partner to the other. And I was there for about 4.5 years, kind of leading the digital planning on a number of accounts. And my role currently is similar kind of role, leading on the digital planning, but also really heavily involved in new business and digital operations and just ensuring that the activation team run campaigns as they should and keeping our clients happy.
Awesome. Yeah, really, really glad to have you both with us. We'll dive straight in. And the first question is, how would you define the unique role that independent agencies play in the broader advertising and marketing ecosystem compared to larger networked agencies? Charlotte, let's start with you.
I think one of the biggest benefits is we're not tied into these huge global initiatives. So when it comes to looking at new opportunities, we have less hoops to jump through, which also means that we have a real vast commercial freedom. So whether that's looking at testing new partners or looking at beta opportunities with bigger partners, we have a lot of flexibility to kind of get those moving quite quickly. And thirdly, I think we're really able to attract talent who are looking to work collaboratively with the whole of an independent agency and really give them the opportunity to be exposed to different elements of the agency, which they might not get the chance to do at a larger shop.
Awesome. And Michelle, how would you define that unique role that the independent agencies play?
I fully agree with Charlotte there. She's practically hit the nail on the head. But I think in addition to that, I think it just adds variety in the market. Same as we talk about talent, the same way we look at clients, like in terms of like not every size fits all for all clients, like what was fine for a client's kind of KPIs, objectives and kind of ambitions 5 years ago wouldn't necessarily be the same 5 years later or 10 years later. So having that variety in terms of like what different agencies can offer is really key to keep, making sure that we're hitting our clients' kind of like benefits and needs, because that's basically what we're here for, essentially. So that's really key. And I guess the same applies to talent as well, in terms of what was your kind of, priorities 10 years ago when you joined an agency. I know mine was definitely not about career progression. It was just about when the next party was, to basically what, like your kind of life cycle changes. So actually an independent might then be more suited because it's smaller, you get to know everyone. Obviously the opportunities in terms of your role is very versatile. Like, I'm the commercial lead at Seven Stars now, but actually when I first joined, I was kind of half, commercial and half planning team. And then actually that was the first time I ever did planning, and I've been in industry for like 16 years. So my role was able to evolve quite fluidly and quite naturally within a, smaller agency and an independent versus, as Charlotte talked about, there's, not so many global hoops to jump through when you're trying to change someone's role versus an independent. So there's benefits to clients and talent, I think, on our side as well. And I think those are probably the main kind of factors. I think that, is our USP. And I think Charlotte touched upon about the commercial kind of needs as well. I think there is more agility, which, is always a good thing in a market. I think those are the main things.
Awesome. And you touched upon it there in terms of delivering the value to the clients. What would you say the kind of key strengths that independent agencies bring to the table when delivering that value piece for the client specifically?
Yeah, I think like we touched on it, like agility. I think it's the ability to just move a lot quicker. You don't have to go through different levels within a process and then actually then go global for some, you know, holding companies, which that's fair. That's the setup. So I think we can just move that a little bit closer. And I think because of that, we probably have closer relationships. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, although I say that I've worked most places, but we have probably closer relationships to clients. So I think we kind of move in partnership with them. So whatever their needs are, we're able to adapt as an agency. And I think, you know, Balfour Cow is a brilliant example of doing that because actually they've got that quite entrepreneurial kind of like hunger as well. And one of our kind of our mottos is like freedom. And I think that's kind of true, not just of both of our agencies, but the wider market. And actually, I think that brings us close to the client and actually builds a stronger relationship in terms of like, we're on the same journey as you. Like your success is our success, and having that kind of tangible, true partnerships. I think we are getting to a phase where, you know, there's a lot of consolidation and stuff happening in the market. And I think that is making a lot of client relationships quite transactional as well. But I do think that that's why it's really key to have like the likes of independence in the market to kind of become closer to our clients. And I guess the biggest thing in my area is like commercial. I think not operating under certain less transparent guises as well. I think independent agencies had to have that USP in terms of that point of difference versus the bigger groups. And I think transparency is one of them. And I think that's also been a massive USP. I mean, it's slightly annoying because that was Seven Stars USP and everyone's jumped to the bandwagon, but which is fair. I think that's, let's not get it wrong. It's good for our clients and it's all about our clients. But then it's just, that's where I guess we need to evolve as a independent agency group, I guess.
Yes, it's leading from the front
rather than that's copying. That's a better way of saying it. Let me not be angry at everyone else for copying us.
Exactly. Charlotte, what more key strengths do you see that the independents are bringing to the table?
Yeah, I really want to jump back to Michelle's point about it being a partnership. We have found with our most recent new business wins that the feedback from the client has been that they've really felt heard, and we've really kind of got under the bonnet of their business before we've even got to the pitch stage. So when we've delivered the pitch, it feels like a real breath of fresh air. We really understand what their challenges are as a brand, and we found solutions to take that to market. So it's far more collaborative and a really kind of enjoyable working experience than these more rigid kind of agency and client relationships, which you can sometimes find at a network agency. It's far less transactional. And for us, it's really about understanding their business needs and ensuring that us as an agency are providing that. And we're there as a partner, as opposed to just, you know, forcing our own agenda on them.
Nice. Yeah, it's that kind of deeper collaboration, more hand in hand rather than this is our agenda, how we can kind of compromise in the middle there. Looking to, you know, the flip side of that in terms of what are the biggest challenges that the independent media agencies are facing today and how can they overcome them? Charlotte?
I really think the challenges in the industry aren't just faced by independents. I think everyone is facing very similar challenges in some form, just on quite differing scales. You know, all agencies feel the pressure to kind of uphold a really high standard for their clients. And we've noticed there's a real trend in 1-year contracts, which makes it so easy for clients to go and speak to other agencies, not, you know, 3 months before your contract's due up. So we really have to ensure that we're getting kind of into the bones of a client's business during the pitch process. And then hopefully when we win that pitch process, we're really delivering not only on what we promised, but what they kind of expect to see from an agency of our type. And so everyone is facing these challenges. I just think sometimes it's more exacerbated with independents because things can be a lot more volatile and fast moving.
Yeah, that makes sense. Michelle, what challenges are, you know, you seeing in terms of the independent media side of things as well as the wider industry?
I really agree with Charlotte in terms of actually it's not just us in terms of like the market is volatile and it's changing consistently, right? Like, you know, if you look at even just social, like the amount of platforms now versus what 5 years ago is basically doubled, and it's crazy, right? So that, I think that's the biggest challenge we're all facing. But I also mentioned it just before in terms of like consolidation. I think, you know, we've been guilty of telling our clients like fewer, bigger, better, and annoyingly it's happened in the agency landscape. But I think that's a consideration, right? So I think naturally if there's less you know, opportunities out there, then some clients may think that going bigger is actually the best solution for them. But on the flip side of that, I think actually with that, there's a lot, always a narrative about actually going to those, a bigger network, you get, you know, a more commercial advantage, which is actually not necessarily true. I think, you know, someone who's worked in trading for a long time, like wherever the client pays in terms of their kind of media buy naturally just moves with the agency it goes to. So I don't think that's as big a threat as people think it is. But it's still something to consider, right, in terms of like we can't ignore that. And that's consolidation across agency as well as like, you know, media partners that we work with. And I think as well, I'm touching the point a lot of ways earlier, but like in terms of what your USP and your narrative is, because I think, you know, as I said, like, I think it's our 20th year for the Seven Staffs this year, which is amazing. I hope there's a massive party personally. But but then like 20 years ago, like Jenny was quite, Jenny Bigham, our CEO founder, was very clear about wanting to be a transparent agency. Since then, 20 years ago, like a lot of agencies have come out with, you know, moving away from, you know, like certain way of trading and commercial kind of deals to become more transparent, so to speak. And that's been helped on by like media auditors and independent agencies and actually people like Jenny at the forefront. So I think that's the challenge in terms of like actually of all this consolidation that's going on. Other agency, you know, they always say the best form of flattery is, imitation. So we'll take it as flattery. People have copied us. But I think then it's what's your new USP, especially in this new world where we've got, you know, hybrid working. There's different ways of working with clients. There's even more, like, as I said it before, like platforms, different, like, things that we need to consider, like, you know, brand safety, all these different things that we're asking people at agencies to become more and more accountable for. It's like, actually, what can we do to help build that kind of like unique narrative that differentiates us from the market, I think.
That brings us on really nicely to our next point as well, in terms of, obviously you touched upon it there, the real volatility that's going on in this industry. We've got consolidation here, we've got AI rising up here, influencer marketing really coming to the forefront, and also obviously the really important focus on sustainability. Michelle, where do you see the biggest opportunities for the independent agencies to innovate and lead in these, you know, emerging areas?
Yeah, I think actually you touched on it when you're like, you know, leading from the front. I think that's where, you know, independent agencies have done in like history, and they should continue to do that like going forward. I think it is actually the fact that, you know, we tend to be close to our clients' business needs. We have a shared interest. It's like actually going out and actually leading from the front in terms of those opportunities, whether it be within AI, whether it be sustainability, D&I, et cetera. I think like, it's really sad at the moment how many companies and platforms are moving away from like their D&I commitments. It's really sad, but I like to think that, you know, clients and agencies have seen the benefits of diversifying the media choice that they choose, and actually even like hiring the right people, etc. And I just hope that we lead from the front in terms of like actually going against, you know, the big machine a little bit, and actually, you know, taking an opportunity and taking a chance of like being different. I think that's probably where we can probably, as an independent, kind of tap in. And I think we kind of do it. I think the solution isn't always like, you know, buying companies. It's like, actually, let's take like risk takers. I think that's the thing that independents have always kind of been known for. And it might not work, and that's okay. But I think it's just like going on that journey with our client and making sure that there's a true partnership there.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte, where do you see independent agencies being able to lead and innovate in the brand new world?
Yeah, I think similarly to a lot of what Michelle was saying, I think it's really about having a solid opinion on these changes in the industry and taking your client on that journey with you. Though, you know, AI at the moment feels incredibly inescapable, and there are absolutely ways in which we can use that to make our work more efficient, help with client comms, you know, come up with some really exciting and cool things that we can do in media. But it's still really in its infancy, and it kind of feels like it's a little bit out of control at times. And we don't always feel confident in recommending it as a default, because funnily enough, it can feel quite artificial in the work that is an output. And, you know, you've got products like Advantage Plus on Meta, which are brilliant in supporting paid social teams in account and campaign setup or providing testing opportunities. But we're quite confident in saying we wouldn't recommend it to replace the human element of a paid social activation, because it's just not as polished as it needs to be. It can absolutely complement a campaign setup, but we are not in any way recommending that that becomes the be-all and end-all method of setting up a paid social campaign. And we're quite confident in taking these arguments to our clients and having a really clear vision and a clear opinion on what we think works best for their campaign and what we would rather hold back on in testing to wait until, you know, the wider industry has tested or the product is more developed. And I think that's where we can really stand apart from bigger agencies, in that we drive that innovation and we lead in that way by having really really strong opinions and real conviction in what we advise our clients to do.
That's a really key point about AI is not the solution for everything. Like, we are a human industry. We are based on people's actions, their user journeys, so I think that's another thing that in terms of exactly what Charlotte was saying, actually, AI is not always the solution. Actually, we can have that human element. And I think that's something that independent can definitely like lead the forefront in terms of, like, it's all great technology. We obviously want to make people's lives easier, better, more efficient, but we are a human-based industry, so let's not forget that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes back to your earlier points, in that it's about what's best for the client, rather than just by default, let's just throw in some AI, let's chuck an extra line item in the budget on top of that, and actually not bring them the benefits. So to round out this discussion, we'll end with the standard future looking question. Michelle, how do you envisage the role of independent media agencies evolving in the next decade, and what strategies will be critical for the success of those agencies and, of course, their clients?
Yeah, that's a really hard question, isn't it? But fair one to ask. I think the biggest thing, I think, is we can only be kind of led by our clients' kind of needs. So I think we will just have to be quite quick in adapting to what is needed in the market. And I think we touched on it, the market is so volatile, up and down. And I think, you know, Charlotte touched on it before, so really getting under the client's skin. And I think that has to be the focus for like the next couple of years, because outside of that, there's like, we won't have a job, firstly, but we are working for our clients' best interests and our needs. I do think there has to be, I know we talked about consolidation earlier, but I do think there needs to be more collaboration. And I think that's on the independent side, as well as like a more of an industry collaboration. So I think it should be less of like networks versus independents. I think it has to be an industry collaboration in terms of how can we support our clients through. And I think, to be fair, I'll be honest, I think a really good time of seeing that was during COVID, actually. I think that was probably one of the best times, as in from Seven Stars' point of view. I think we did a lot of things to kind of like, you know, band together. But actually the industry really came together. And I think our media partners, I think I saw them in a new light. I mean, normally I see them in mixed bag, you know, negative, positive sometimes. But I'll be honest, during that COVID series and like period, I think that's where the whole industry banded together. And I think we just need to do more of that, because the survival of the industry is, you know, a better place for everyone. So yeah, I think more collaboration on the independent side, but as an agency network all together.
Yeah, absolutely. More harmony, the better. Yeah.
More love in the world, actually.
Exactly.
More love in the world.
Exactly. Charlotte, how do you see the role of independent media agencies evolving as we head into the future?
It's funny because, you know, 2-3 years ago, I guess we'd say the biggest threat to an independent agency is a network agency. But now it's clients choosing to in-house and bring all of their activity in under one roof. So the way in which we kind of not combat that as an agency, but the way that we can make ourselves more attractive is by diversifying our services and what we can offer. So we're not just a media planning and buying agency anymore. We offer creative solutions, creative production. We have a consultancy arm. We have an amazing measurement team. So these obviously provide additional revenue streams for us as an agency, which are important because you need to kind of keep up that revenue stream outside of the day-to-day client management. And I think it helps going into pitches and building client relationships by showing that you have all of these tools under your belt. And, you know, you're not just sitting here buying spots and dots, so to speak, but you can, you know, help with creative production. You can help with creative consultancy. We've got all of these other services that we can offer. So it's a complete end-to-end service, and rather than just being in like a one-stop shop for media planning and buying.
Yeah, so becoming that multifaceted, useful one-stop shop for the clients to obviously help them build out their marketing success. But yeah, that's a really nice point for us to end on. But yeah, been fascinating to listen to you both and hear all about the role of independent media agencies. So Charlotte, thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Michelle, thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all ever so much for listening. That was this episode of the MadTech Podcast Special.